Welcome to the Tabernacle of David Restored. Please enjoy this teaching by Jaco van der Merwe. I hope that you enjoy this teaching.
Jeremiah Study, Part 2, Lesson 12, Jehoiachin and the Book of Ezekiel, presented by Jaco van der Merwe, the Tabernacle of David Restored in Edom. Matthew 23, verse 8 to 10. But you must not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, Christ, and you are all brothers. And call no one your father on the earth, for one is your father in heaven. Nor be called teachers, for one is your teacher, even Christ. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13 to 17. But evil men and seducers will go forward to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue in the things that you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from a babe you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith in Christ. All Scripture is God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly furnished to every good work. Colossians 2, verse 8 to 12. Beware lest anyone rob you through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in whom also you were raised through the faith of the working of God, raising him from the dead. Isaiah 28, verse 9 to 13. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Those weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts? For precept must be on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little, for with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest, cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they were not willing to hear, but the word of Jehovah was to them precept on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken, snared, and taken. During the reign of King Jehoiakim, Jeremiah the prophet told him that all the countries around Jerusalem would serve Babylon, even Jerusalem. At that point, Egypt was in control of most of the territories, including Judah and the territories of Israel. Jeremiah explained this by making yokes of wood that he carried around and then gave to the ambassadors that came to Jerusalem. Jeremiah also went to the king's house and told Jehoiakim that they are walking against Yahweh and that they should repent or Yahweh will end his line of succession on the throne in Judah. Jehoiakim did not listen to Jeremiah because of the priests and prophets that told him that Jeremiah was mistaken and that the line of his succession was for sure. 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh his Elohim. Against him came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in bronze shackles to carry him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried the vessels of the house of Yahweh to Babylon, and put them in his temple at Babylon. In the third year of his reign of Jehoiakim, a new ruler came to be in Babylon, and he besieged Jerusalem in the first year of being king. He carried many of the vessels from the temple to Babylon. He also took some captives from Jerusalem, including Daniel and his friends. This was about 19 to 20 years before the destruction and captivity of the house of Judah. About 1 year after Nebuchadnezzar took Jerusalem, this would be the fourth year of King Jehoiakim in Jerusalem, Yahweh had Jeremiah write a letter to the king in Judah to explain to him that if he will not repent and turn back to Yahweh, that his line of succession on the throne would end. Also in this letter, Yahweh explained that he would punish all the nations that came with Babylon to attack Jerusalem. This letter was scribed by the hand of Baruch as Jeremiah instructed him. While this was going on, Babylon attacked Egypt in the north of Israel at the Euphrates River and pushed Egypt back all the way to their own lands. In the fifth year of Jehoiakim, Baruch delivered the letter to the subjects of the king, but rather than listening to the content of the letter, he took it and threw it into the fire. Jehoiakim's advisors assured him that Babylon would not return after their battle with Egypt. But 5 years later, in the 11th year of Jehoiakim, Babylon did and made an end to Jehoiakim because of his rebellion, and Jehoiachin was made king in his place. He was to serve the king of Babylon. 2 Kings chapter 24. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And Yahweh sent against him raiding bands of the Chaldeans, and raiding bands of the Arameans, and raiding bands of the Moabites, and raiding bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by his servants the prophets. Surely, at the commandment of Yahweh came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which Yahweh would not pardon. Now, the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and all that he did, are they not written in the scroll of the matters of the kings of Judah? So, Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his place. And the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken all that belonged to the king of Egypt, from the river of Egypt to the river of Euphrates. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. And his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his father hath done. Jeremiah warned Jerusalem and Judah that exile was still coming. Jeremiah chapter 13, exile threatened. From verse 15, listen and give ear. Be not proud, for Yahweh has spoken. Give glory to Yahweh your Elohim, before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and, while you look for light, he turns it into the shadow of death, and makes it cross darkness. But if you will not listen, my being shall weep in secret places for your pride, and my eye shall weep much, and run down with tears, because Yahweh's flock is carried away to exile. Say to the king and to the rulers, humble yourselves, sit down, for your ruler shall come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut, and none shall open them. Judah shall be carried away into exile, even all of it. It shall be fully carried away into exile. Lift up your eyes, and see them that come from the north. Where is the flock that was given to you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when he shall punish you? For you have taught them to be captains, and as chiefs over you, shall they not have sorrow as women in labor? And if you say in your heart, why do these things come upon me? For the greatest of your iniquity are your skirts uncovered, and your body made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin color, or the leopard its spots? Only then will you do good, who are accustomed to do evil. Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is your lot, the portion of the measure from me, says Yahweh, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore will I uncover your skirt upon your face, that your shame may appear. I have seen your adulteries and your nathing, the lewdness of your warring, and your abominations on the hills and in the fields. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! Will you not be made clean? How long shall it be before you are made clean? Prophecy fulfilled. 2 Kings chapter 24. Jerusalem captured. At that time the servant of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city, and his servants did besiege it. And Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he, and his mother, and his servants, and his princes, and his officers. And the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign. And he carried out from there all the treasure of the house of Yahweh, and the treasure of the king's house, and cut it in pieces all the vessels of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of Yahweh, as Yahweh has said. And he carried away all Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths. None remained except the poorest people of the land. And he carried away Jehoiachin to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the mighty of the land, those he carried into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the men of might, even 7,000, and craftsmen and smiths, 1,000, all that were strong and fit for war. Even these the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. And the king of Babylon made Mathaniah, his father's brother, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. In the 8th year of the reign of the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem for the 3rd time. The first time was when he became king in Babylon, and the 3rd year of King Jehoiakim. The 2nd time and the 3rd time was 3 months from each other. He first came to punish Jehoiakim for rebelling and siding with Egypt, and killed King Jehoiakim. Then 3 months later he came and took all the treasures from the temple, as it was prophesied to King Hezekiah by Isaiah many years ago. Isaiah chapter 39 verse 1. At that time Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and had recovered. And Hezekiah rejoiced over them, and let them see the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his kingdom, that Hezekiah did not let them see. Then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, "What did these men say, and where did they come from to you?" And Hezekiah said, "They have come from a far country to me, from Babylon." Then he said, "What have they seen in your house?" And Hezekiah answered, "All that is in my house they have seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not let them see." Verse 5. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the words of Jehovah of hosts. Behold, the days come when all that is in your house, and that which your fathers have laid up in store until this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says Jehovah. And of your sons which shall issue from you, which you shall bring out, they shall take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "Good is the word of Jehovah which you have spoken." And he said, "For there shall be peace and truth in my days." Daniel and his friends were taken in the 1st year of Nebuchadnezzar. Jerusalem became a vassal state to Babylon, but it did not interfere directly with the affairs of Jerusalem or Israel during the time of Jehoiakim. But this time Nebuchadnezzar sacked the riches and took all the men of skill into exile, so that the strength of Jerusalem would be broken. Also, military campaigns are expensive, so the riches of Jerusalem would serve Babylon well in their war efforts against Egypt. Jeremiah 22 verse 18. Therefore says Jehovah concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they shall not mourn for him, saying, "Ah, my brother," or "Ah, my sister." They shall not mourn for him, saying, "Ah, Lord," or "Ah, his glory." He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. In rabbinical history, it is written that Jehoiakim was killed and then thrown over the wall of Jerusalem, where he rotted without being buried and nobody mourned for him. Jeremiah 22 verse 24. As I live, says Jehovah, though Coniah, or Jehoiachin, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet of my right hand, yet I will pull you out of there. Jehoiachin is the rightful kingly line from King David through Solomon. So Yahweh spared his life, but he was exiled, just as it was prophesied. Verse 25. And I will give you into the hand of those who seek your life, into the hand of those whose face you fear, even in the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast you and your mother, who bore you, into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. But to the land to which they desire to return, there they shall not return. Is this man Coniah, or Jehoiachin, a despised broken jar? Is he a vessel in which there is no pleasure? Why are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they do not know? Verse 29. O earth, 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 hear the words of Jehovah. So says Jehovah, write this man down as childless, a man who will not be blessed in his days, for no man of his seed shall be blessed, sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Jeremiah 36 verse 29. And you shall say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, so says Jehovah, you have burnt the scroll, saying, why have you written in it, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause man and beast to cease from there? Therefore, so says Jehovah of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have no one to sit on the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day of the heat and in the night of the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring on them and on the people of Jerusalem and on the men of Judah all the evil that I have spoken against them, but they did not listen. Write this man Jehoiachin as childless. In this metaphorical meaning, it does not mean that he would not have children. The context is regarding the kings on the throne in Jerusalem. It goes back to the promise of King David that one of his seed will rule on the throne in Jerusalem forever, and that he will build a temple to Yahweh that will stand forever. So, now, we had the fulfillment that was spoken to Solomon, that if he or one of his descendants would turn away from serving Yahweh and not keep his Torah, that they will not sit on the throne in Jerusalem forever. Yahweh spoke to King David. 2 Samuel 7 verse 12. And when your days are fulfilled, and you shall sleep with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who shall come out of your bowels, and I will make his kingdom sure. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the sons of men. But my mercy shall not leave him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. Yahweh spoke to Solomon. 1 Kings 9 verse 3. And Jehovah said to him, I have heard your prayer and your cry which you have made before me. I have made this house which you have built holy, to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And if you will walk before me as David your father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom on Israel forever. As I promised to David your father, saying, there shall not be cut off to you a man on the throne of Israel. If you shall at all turn from following me, you or your sons, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, Then I will cut off Israel from the face of the land which I have given them. And this house which I have made holy for my name, I will cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. 1 Kings 11 verse 1. And King Solomon loved many foreign women, even the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, Hittites, of the nations which Jehovah had said to the sons of Israel, You shall not go to them, and they shall not go into you. Surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it happened when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with Jehovah his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and did not go fully after Jehovah like his father David. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill which is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the sons of Ammon. And likewise he did for all his foreign wives, and burnt incense and sacrificed to their gods. Jehoiachin and the Book of Ezekiel. Nebuchadnezzar came back 3 months after he punished Jehoiakim, and Jehoiachin became king. Jehoiachin, his mother, and the whole kingly family was taken captive. 7,000 was taken captive, and Ezekiel was part of this captivity. So, the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar is the first year of the captivity of Jehoiachin and Ezekiel. It was custom in those days to date from the time that a king started to reign. Jehoiachin is the rightful king of the throne of Judah, and from this point we will see dates in both the books of Jeremiah and the books of Ezekiel based on the captivity of Jehoiachin. In Jeremiah, we will read of the time that Zedekiah became king, and in the book of Ezekiel, we will read of the time since the captivity of Jehoiachin. In Ezekiel, we have 14 date stamps. 2 of them are somehow related. We cannot say if this was deliberate from Yahweh or a scribal error. It works both ways. We have 13 books in Ezekiel, each with a date stamp from the time of Jehoiachin's captivity. We can dovetail Ezekiel with Jeremiah by using these dates, and it will give us some idea of what happened in Babylon with the exiles while Jeremiah was prophesying in Jerusalem. We had false prophets on both sides that contradicted Jeremiah and Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel is our commentary of Yahweh about what was happening during the time of Jeremiah in Jerusalem. It is similar to the book of Hosea, which forms commentary during the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel during the time of King Ahaz and Hezekiah. Let's have a look at the opening verses of each of these books. Book 1 or Book 13. There are many debates about the dates given in the opening chapters of Ezekiel. Let's read the first 3 verses. Ezekiel 1 verse 1. And it happened in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar. The heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th of the month, the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, coming, the word of Jehovah became known to Ezekiel, the son of Buzi, the priest in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of Jehovah was on him there. This book stretches from chapter 1 to chapter 7 of Ezekiel, as we have it in our Bibles today. In chapter 1, Ezekiel is explaining a picture of what he saw, what the image of the glory of Jehovah looks like. In chapters 2 and 3, Yahweh explains to Ezekiel how righteousness works in the kingdom of Yahweh, and that Ezekiel was called to be a watchman for Israel, bringing a message of repentance and deliverance to those who hear his call. From chapters 4 to 7, Ezekiel brings us the message of destruction on the temple and the reason for judgment. Jeremiah already brought prophecy about the destruction of the temple. He was almost killed because of it. Based on these two dates, this book can be seen as the fifth year after Ezekiel's captivity or the 30th year after his captivity. It is in my opinion that this was written in the 30th year of his captivity, but that he wrote about the visions that he was given to him in the fifth year. Many times in scripture, more than one thing can be true at the same time. This is the way that Yahweh teaches through scripture. King Josiah ruled for 13 more years and some months before his death, after he found the book of the law, and Hilda the prophetess told him that all the curses written will come to pass on Israel. Jehoahaz, his son, ruled in his place for 6 months and was taken captive by Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim ruled for 11 years and some months before he was killed, after which Jehoiachin ruled for 3 months. If we add these dates, we have about 30 years after Hilda the prophetess declared that the curses will play out on Israel. All of the curses, of which the last one was the removal of the people from the promised land given to Abraham. According to the book of Numbers, a priest starts his service at the age of 30. Numbers 4 verse 3. From 30 years old and upwards, even to 50 years, all that enter into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, Ezekiel was a priest. In other words, he would have been from the line of Aaron. So it is possible that Ezekiel was born during that time that Josiah was given the book of the law. But since we are so far into the future, these 30 years can also apply to the 30 years of the life of Yeshua, our Messiah. Let me try to explain. In Jeremiah chapter 8 we read the following. Jeremiah 8 verse 12 and 13. Were they ashamed when they had done an abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, says Jehovah. I will utterly consume them, says Jehovah. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them, those who pass over them. Yeshua was about 30 years old when he was baptized, meaning that it was the year that he turned 30. This takes us to the time that Yeshua cursed the fig tree for not having any fruit on it, just before he went to the temple and threw all the tables of the merchants and the money changers and chased the people out with a whip. This was Yahweh's visitation to the temple. In Ezekiel chapter 4, we read about him lying on his side for the sins of Judah and the house of Israel. 390 days on one side for the sins of the house of Israel and 40 days for the sins of Judah. Ezekiel 4 verse 1. And you, son of man, take a tile to yourself and lay it before you and portray on it the city Jerusalem. And lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and cast a mound against it. Also set the camp against it, and set battering rams against it all around. And take an iron griddle to yourself, and set it for a wall of iron between you and the city, and set your face against it, and it shall be under attack, and you shall set a battle against it. This shall be a sign to the house of Israel. Also, lay on your side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel on it. According to the number of days that you shall lie on it, you shall bear their iniquity. For I have laid on you the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. Verse 6. And when ye have fulfilled them, lay again on your side, and you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days, a day for a year, a day for a year, I have set for you. And you shall set your face towards the siege of Jerusalem, and your arm shall be uncovered, and you shall prophesy against it. And, behold, I will lay bands on you, and you shall not turn yourself from one side to another, until you have ended the days of your siege. Take also to yourself wheat, and barley, and beans, and lentils, and millet, and the spelt, and put them in one vessel, and make bread of them for yourself, according to the number of the days that you shall lie on your side, 390 days you shall eat of it. The Babylonian captivity was 70 years, and it did not start until the temple was destroyed in the 12th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin. But if we add the 30 years to the 40 years, we get the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, 40 years after the death, burial and resurrection of Yeshua, our King Messiah. Regarding the 390 years, I am not sure. Commentary suggests that the prophet Malachi's prophecy was about 390 years before the birth of Yeshua our Messiah. Then the 30 years will be the 30 years of the life of Yeshua before he was crucified. Now, keep in mind that the northern tribes were cut out of the covenant completely during these times, and that the remnant that was left of both houses were those who was taken captive and ended up in Babylon. I will explain this when we get to the parable of the fig baskets in Jeremiah chapter 24. Book 2 of 13. This book stretches from Ezekiel chapter 8 to 19 in our Bibles. Ezekiel 8 verse 1. And it was in the 6th year, in the 6th month, on the 5th of the month, I was sitting in my house, and the elders of Judah were sitting before me, and the hand of the Lord Jehovah fell on me there. And I looked, and behold, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins and downwards, like fire, and from his loins and upwards, as the appearance of brightness, like the color of polished bronze. It starts with the explanation of the hidden sins of Judah in the temple and Yahweh, and how the glory of Yahweh leaves the temple. In chapter 11, Yahweh gives us a hint of the restoration of Israel, the lost tribes that was cut from the covenant mentioned in Jeremiah chapters 2 to 4. In chapter 12, Ezekiel gives prophecy about the exile of the house of Judah, and that they would be scattered as well. Jeremiah gave prophecy of this also. Jeremiah 9 verse 15 and 16. Therefore, so says Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and make them drink poisonous water. I will also scatter them among the nations, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them until I have consumed them. Jeremiah 18 verse 15 to 17. Because my people have forgotten me, they have burnt incense to the vanity, and they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways from the old paths, to walk in bypaths, not in the highway, to make their land desolate and a hissing forever. Everyone who passes by will be amazed, and will wag his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them back, and not the face, in the day of their calamity. From chapters 13 to 16, Ezekiel speaks against the people of the house of Judah and escalates it to the point of calling Israel his faithless bride. In chapter 16 from verse 59, Ezekiel explains that Yahweh will not forget about the covenant that was made in Israel's youth. This covenant will go with the new covenant mentioned in Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 31 verse 31. Behold, the days come, says Jehovah, that I will cut a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I cut with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which covenant of mine they broke, although I was a husband to them, says Jehovah. But this shall be the covenant that I will cut with the house of Israel. After those days, says Jehovah, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. In chapter 17 to 19, Ezekiel gives more reason of why all this destruction and exile on Israel was happening. Book 3 of 13. This book is from Ezekiel chapter 20 to 23 and was given during the 7th year after the captivity of Jehoiachin. Ezekiel 20 verse 1. And it happened in the 7th year, in the 5th month, the 10th of the month, some of the elders of Israel came to ask of Jehovah and sat before me. And came the word of Jehovah to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, So says the Lord Jehovah, Have you come to ask of me? As I live, says the Lord Jehovah, I will not be inquired of by you. Yahweh explains in chapter 20 to 22 why he will not answer the prayers of Israel, but also that he will restore them after his wrath. And in chapter 23 we get the parable of the two sisters, Oholah and Oholibah, which is equated to the two houses of Israel. Book 4 of 13. This book is chapters 24 and 25, and it explains the start of the siege on Jerusalem and explains more about the parable of the cooking pot vision that Jeremiah received. Ezekiel 24 verse 1. Again, in the 9th year, in the 10th month, in the 10th of the month, the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, write for yourself the name of the day. Even of this same day, the king of Babylon has leaned toward Jerusalem this same day. And speak a parable to the rebellious house, and say to them, So says the Lord Jehovah, Set on a pot, set it on, and also pour water in it. In chapter 25 we read that Jehovah will punish the neighboring enemies of Israel who delighted in the destruction of Jerusalem. Book 5 of 13. About 1 year later we read the prophecy against Egypt. Now, this is of a significance because during the siege on Jerusalem, Egypt attacked Nebuchadnezzar and the siege stopped, and Babylon fought against Egypt. During this time, the false prophets told Zedekiah that Yahweh heard their cry and he saved them, and again they disregarded the prophecies of Jeremiah that told them that they should surrender to Babylon before he returns, else Jerusalem would fall. Ezekiel 29 verse 1. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th of the month, the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Book 6 of 13. Chapters 26 to 29, Ezekiel speaks against Tyre and judgment against their king. Ezekiel 26 verse 1. And it happened in the 11th year, in the 1st month, the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre has said against Jerusalem, Aha! She is shattered, the doors of the people, she has turned to me, I shall be filled, she is laid waste. Book 7 of 13. Ezekiel is prophesying that Egypt is losing the battle against Babylon, and that they are on their way back to Jerusalem. Ezekiel 30 verse 20. And it happened in the 11th year, in the 1st month, in the 7th of the month, the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and lo, it shall not lie bound up to give healing, to put a bandage to bind it, to make it strong to hold the sword. Book 8 of 13. More prophecy against Egypt and the death of Pharaoh. Ezekiel 31 verse 1. And it happened in the 11th year, in the 3rd month, in the 1st of the month, the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, to whom are you like in your greatness? Book 9 of 13. Ezekiel 33 verse 21. And it was in the 12th year of our exile, in the 10th month, on the 5th of the month, One who escaped out of Jerusalem came to me, saying, The city is stricken, and Jehovah's hand was on me in the evening, before he who had escaped came, and he had opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was dumb no more. In Jeremiah chapter 39, it opens with the following. Jeremiah 39 verse 1. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem, and they besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, the ninth of the month, the city was broken up. Book 4 to Book 8 in Ezekiel happened during the time of the siege in Jerusalem. The visions and happenings of Book 9 happened about 18 months after the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. One of the captives that were present during the destruction of Jerusalem managed to escape and reached Ezekiel and give witness that Jerusalem was taken and the temple destroyed. In chapter 33, Ezekiel gives word that Yahweh will leave the land of Israel desolate and that those in the land will perish as well. In chapter 34, Yahweh explains about the shepherds that lost his sheep and that he himself will come and find them. Here we have more prophecy about the ingathering or greater exodus that Jeremiah mentioned. The covenant of peace is part of the Jeremiah 31:31 promise of the new covenant. In chapter 35, we have prophecy against Mount Seir, which is the mountain in Edom. This is the same mountains mentioned by the prophet Amos, where the sheepfold of ingathering will be in the last days. In chapter 36 and 37, Yahweh is speaking to the mountains in Israel, and that he will restore the people of Israel, but not for their sake, but for the sake of Jehovah's holy name. This is also where we get the prophecy of the two sticks of Judah and Israel that will again become one nation in the hand of Messiah. This prophecy runs together with the new covenant and Paul's explanation of one new man in Ephesians chapter 2 and Acts chapter 2. Chapters 38 and 39 is the final prophecy against Gog and goes together with Daniel 11 about the kings of the north and south and the book of Revelation. Book 10 and 11 of 13. Again prophecy against Egypt and Pharaoh. Ezekiel 32 verse 1. And it happened in the 12th year in the 12th month, on the first of the month, the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lament for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, You were like a young lion of the nations, but you were like a sea monster, and you came out with your rivers, and troubled the waters with your feet, and felled their river. Ezekiel 32, verse 17. It was also in the 12th year, in the 15th of the month, that the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and bring it down, her and the daughters of the majestic nations, to the lower parts of the earth, with those who go down into the pit. In Ezekiel chapter 33, Ezekiel was called to be a watchman over Israel. Yahweh again explains righteousness and forgiveness to the people of Israel. Regarding the first part of chapter 33, after book 9, that stretched from the second part of chapter 33 all the way to chapter 39, explains the defeat of Egypt as the king of the south and the reason why Israel would be saved during the second Exodus coming. In other words, we had a near fulfillment during the time of Ezekiel and a far fulfillment that would come during the last days. Book 12 of 13. This is Ezekiel's vision of the new temple that will come during the millennium reign of Messiah. This is also the tool of deception that will be used if we do not make sure that we understand the prophecies of Jeremiah and Ezekiel correctly. Ezekiel 40 verse 1. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the city was stricken, in the same day that the hand of Jehovah was on me and brought me there, In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel and made me rest on a very high mountain, and it went up as the structure of the city on the south. This vision of the temple was given in the 25th year after the captivity of Jehoiachin. This was about 14 years after the destruction of the temple that was built by King Solomon. Book 13. Ezekiel gives prophecy that Egypt will be destroyed. So far, Egypt lost their battles with Babylon, but they were not destroyed yet. Their near fulfillment is where Egypt would be destroyed and goes together with Jeremiah's final chapters when those of the house of Judah fled to Egypt and took Jeremiah with them. Ezekiel 29 verse 17. And it happened in the 27th year, in the first month, in the first of the month, the word of Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled, yet neither he nor his army had any pay for Tyre, for the service that he had served against it. Jeremiah 43 verse 7. So they came into the land of Egypt, for they did not obey the voice of Jehovah, so they came to Tophanes. And the word of Jehovah came to Jeremiah in Tophanes, saying, Take great stones to your hand, and hide them in the clay, in the brick kiln, which is at the entrance to Pharaoh's house in Tophanes, in the sight of the men of Judah. And say to them, So says Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne on these stones that I have hidden, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he comes, he shall strike the land of Egypt, and whoever is for death shall go to death, and whoever is for captivity into captivity, and whoever for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and exile them. And he shall adorn himself with the land of Egypt, like a shepherd puts on his robe, and he shall go out from there in peace. He shall also break the obelisks of the house of the sun, which is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians he shall burn with fire. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 Verse 9. Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. And at the turn of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and brought him to Babylon with the valuable vessels of the house of Yahweh, and made Zedekiah his brother king over Judah and Jerusalem. According to 2 Kings, Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he started to reign. It was custom during the time of the kings that the princes who were next in line to be involved with the matters of the kingdom, so that they could learn from their fathers. Jehoiachin either joined his father at the age of 8, and after 11 years, when Jehoiakim was killed, Jehoiachin would be in his 18s when he took the throne, or it is a scribal error, since a child of 8 years old would not have children of his own or be accountable for his actions and decisions against Yahweh. 2 Kings chapter 24. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamathal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For though the anger of Yahweh, all this came to pass in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence, and Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Next week we will continue our study with King Zedekiah in the final years of Jerusalem. Thank you and God bless. Shalom.
Join us every Tuesday online to discuss the Jeremiah study and learn more about Israel's true national identity. Email Kimberly at tabernacleofdavidrestored.com for full details.